Good morning and welcome to FAX's Market Preview. Today is Friday, January 13, 2023. U.S. futures are indicating a slightly lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened higher following a largely strong performance in Asia. U.S. dollar is weaker against the Japanese yen but firmer elsewhere after sizable losses on Thursday. WTI crude oil price is higher, gold is up, extending strong gains yesterday. Industrial metals are mostly higher too. In macro news, market risk appetite is broadly supported by yesterday's U.S. CPI print, though there has been some market volatility following the release. The outcome has reinforced the expectations of a 25 basis point hike in February, as the market implied probability of a 50 basis point move has diminished. The Fed policymakers have also signaled that a rate hike slowdown is coming. Elsewhere, the Bank of Korea raised its base rate by 25 basis points as widely expected. It may be the final increase in this cycle as the domestic economy continues to weaken in the face of the global economic slowdown. On the data front, the UK GDP beat expectations, but the trade balance and industrial production came in worse year on year. Germany's 2022 GDP and budget deficit came in better than consensus. France's December CPI came in line with estimates. Spain and Finland's results slightly went below consensus, while Sweden's result was better than expected. Overnight, China's exports declined at the fastest pace since February 2020, though imports were not as weak as expected. The latest consensus poll looks for China's GDP growth of 4.9% this year, largely in line with the expectation that the government's target will be at least 5%. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the December export and import prices, followed by the January preliminary Michigan consumer sentiment. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today include big banks such as Bank of America, Bank of New York Mellon, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, JPMorgan Chase, and First Republic Bank. They're all posting results pre-open. BlackRock, United Health Group, and Delta Airlines are also due to report today before the open. In corporate news, NVIDIA and Google have expressed concerns to the FTC about Microsoft's acquisition of Activision Blizzard, according to Bloomberg. Carlyle Group has held talks with Citigroup's CFO and former Morgan Stanley COO about its vacant CEO role, according to the Financial Times. In Asia, equity markets finished the week strong on fresh signs that inflation may be peaking and central banks are approaching the end of their rate cycle, or at least slowing the pace of hikes. The markets ended mostly higher. Japan was an underperformer with stiff yen headwinds as Nikkei fell sharply. Southeast Asia was mixed and India was lower. European equity markets have opened higher. The healthcare sector is outperforming, while auto and parts industries are the main laggard in morning trade. The sector decline has come after Tesla cut prices across new models in the U.S., with the largest price drop occurring on the Model Y. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, January 13, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.